Sometimes state leaders do not play well with others. Generally, disputes are between Republicans and Democrats, but sometimes the family battles within itself. I found that to be particularly true as the size of the ruling majority grows. It's like growing pains of the political variety. You would think that having a governor and two-house legislative majority firmly in Republican hands would mean a calm, smooth relationship, but that's not always the case. Certainly not last week between Governor Mary Fallon and the House Republican majority. Republican Fallon encountered her first legislative attempt to override one of her vetoes on Wednesday, when the State House, with a 72-member GOP majority, voted 86-3 to override her veto of a bill. It would require law enforcement officers authorized by the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Agency to respond within 15 days to requests for documents related to firearms purchases. Fallon said that lawmakers were trying to regulate the ATF, a federal agency not required to comply with the bill. She also said it, quote, serves no significant interest of the citizens of the state of Oklahoma, close quote. The governor said this bill and 14 others she vetoed do not affect any of the major issues of the session on which Fallon said the House was dragging its feet. The capital repair bond issue, the state's unfunded pension liability, the state budget, etc. It's now up to the Senate to follow suit, but that's not guaranteed. So it's likely the governor will survive her first foray into veto override territory. Every governor faces the threat of an override at some point. Fallon, with 63 vetoes since taking office in 2011, doesn't wield her veto pen all that often, especially when compared with some of her predecessors. But with her latest sweep of 15 House bill vetoes, she's already turned down about twice as many as in each of her first 3 years. Her immediate predecessor, Democrat Brad Henry, vetoed about 120 measures during his 8 years in office, about 15 per year. Henry was the state's first Democratic governor to have to tussle with Republican majorities. Among the more fractious override votes during Henry's tenure were those on abortion measures. He was overridden once or twice on that issue. In 1988, Governor Henry Bellmen was heralded as the Veto King with 56 vetoes during the first 2 years of his second term in office. Bellmen, a Republican, vetoed about 120 measures during his second term and was overridden on close to 20. Upset with Bellmen over his support of a major education reform and tax measure, Republicans sometimes joined Democrats in voting to override him. However, the title of Veto King, hands down, belongs to Governor Frank Keating, who served from 1995 to 2003. Republican Keating vetoed a whopping 302 measures and never lost a single one to an override. And this was at a time when Democrats were the majority in both houses of the Oklahoma legislature. Well, by the time the legislative week ended, Fallon's veto remained on the books. But today's the start of a new week, and some state leaders seem to have the end-of-session grumpies. Play nice, everybody, and please, let's use our inside voices. I am Marie Price with the Journal Record Legislative Report.